Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much. Allow me to first commend you for having been elected chairman. Our delegation supports you. Chairman, this meeting represents a good opportunity to move forward toward the compliance of the convention's objectives. This aimed at protecting individuals and providing security and international peace and security. Mexico reiterates its commitment to the convention, and we are willing to continue to work to strengthen it. My delegation hopes that during this event, the high contracting parties can, one, continue discussions on emerging war technologies, such as well as those that exist and are being developed. The idea being to ensure that all conventional weapons that are used or that can be used in an armed conflict fully meet the principles of distinction, proportionality, and humanity as demanded by IHL. Two, that there be a clarification of the GGE mandate on the laws. There's an agreement on the importance of the work of the group. However, this still needs to be provided clear guidance that allows for progress in the discussions so that we can bring about as quickly as possible an appropriate regulatory framework. Three, that there is a serious treatment of the technical, juridical, and legal dimensions of the use of explosives in densely populated areas, as well as the humanitarian consequences thereof. Mexican shares the opinion expressed by many states, including Austria, as well as by the International Committee of the Red Cross, in that when they are used in populated areas, it is very possible that explosive weapons that can have an effect over a broad area will have an indiscriminate effect. These weapons are one of the primary causes of injury to civilians. They interrupt essential services for their survival, and they generate significant flows of displaced and refugees, among other consequences. For this reason, we believe it is necessary to limit their use in densely populated areas. We lament the lack of consensus regarding the including on the agenda of this item that is affecting many countries significantly. Four, that there be continued analysis of the MATAPAMs, given the high and serious risk that this continues to pose to the civilian population and those providing assistance and humanitarian support in the affected areas. Five, that progress be made towards the review and strengthening of Protocol 3 on incendiary weapons and those with incendiary effect. Six, that options be put forward to strengthen the principles of transparency, accountability, and confidence building between and among parties. On this point, Mexico calls for a substantive review of the national and voluntary reports. They are indispensable when it comes to supporting the monitoring of convention compliance. This would also allow high contracting parties to have useful information when it comes to laying out a path ahead to strengthen the convention and its protocols. Seven, that there be an exploration of the ways to ensure the resources necessary to support the convention implementation. My country appreciates the options that you presented to tackle the financing challenges, and we call upon the high contracting parties to meet their financial obligations in step with the convention. Lastly, allow me to express our deep gratitude and that of Mexico to the valuable contribution of civil society in the work of the convention. My country recognizes the role of the academians, humanitarian workers, and NGOs in the creation, implementation, and enforcement of the norms and principles of international humanitarian